Representatives from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are traveling around the country this summer speaking with farmers about the Food Safety Modernization Act, which is the biggest reform of food safety laws the country has seen in more than 70 years. NHPR's Emily Corwin traveled to Dartmouth College this morning, where the FDA was holding one of a series of public hearings on their proposed rules. She says the farmers she met there are very concerned about the consequences the proposed rules could have on New England agriculture. She's here with me now. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Brady.
So before we get any further on the subject, can you get us up to speed on what the Food Safety Modernization Act, or FSMA, is meant to accomplish?
Definitely. So Mike Taylor, the Deputy Administrator of Foods at the FDA, says the law came about as a way to try to prevent outbreaks of foodborne illness, which is a change from what happens now, which is that often it's just a frantic reaction after an outbreak of, say, E. coli takes place. So there's that, but also Americans are eating more fresh fruits and veggies, and many of those are being imported now from all over the world. So Taylor says there's a lot of demand by consumers and folks like the Grocers Association to update our food policies.
Congress passed FSMA at the end of 2010, but left the rule writing and implementation to the FDA. And I understand farmers in New Hampshire aren't too happy about the way the proposed rules have come out.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody's arguing with the fact that food safety is important. I think that should be said. But these rules are long and really complicated. And a lot of farmers in New England worry the rules will be so costly to comply with that they could really stifle growth in that sector. And while the FDA says it's trying to be flexible to make the rules suitable for all the different kinds of food production that take place across the country, farmers here say the rules are good for commercial agriculture and bad for the small-scale farms that we have here in New England. So Pooh Sprague is a farmer from Plainfield, New Hampshire, who spoke at today's hearing. And here's a little clip of him getting at this point. You can hear the frustration in his voice.
Mike, you said on your blog in Washington that you hope this would not be a one-size-fits-all. You're going to have to revamp it because it sure as hell looks like a one-size-fits-all to me at this point in time.
Can you explain, Emily, what kinds of rules Mr. Sprague is most concerned about?
Yeah, so there are two different rules farmers are concerned about here. And the first includes things like testing surface water sources for E. coli every 7 days. Another one is a requirement that farmers apply manure 9 months before they plant, which, of course, is an entire season for New Hampshire farmers. So, like I said, the feds are trying to be flexible by exempting farms that sell less than $500,000 worth of produce in a year, which does include most New Hampshire farms. But, and there's a big but, there are a lot of exemptions to that exemption, which leave even small New Hampshire farms worried about FSMA. For example, a lot of New England farms have diversified their businesses in order to stay sustainable. So while the FDA may have modeled its rules on big farms out west that only grow produce, many New England farms actually act like food hubs, buying other farmers' produce and selling it with their own produce in a CSA. Maybe they also process the food they grow into soups or other value-added products. And that's important for their bottom lines. It looks like those activities, though, might exclude mixed-use farms from the small farm exemption and could subject them to other food processing rules. So it's really complicated.
Yeah, it sounds that way. So what are farmers hoping might happen with the new rules?
Well, the rules are only proposed at this point, and there's an official comment period that doesn't end until November 15th. I know Roger Noonan, the president of the New Hampshire Farmers Union, is calling the rules both unfunded and unscientific. So he'd like to see more research done on the actual risk posed to public health by small local farms, and also on the economic impact on farmers like Pooh Sprague, who, by the way, estimates that compliance is going to cost him $13,000 a year. That's enough to motivate him, he said, to downsize in order to qualify for an exemption. Sprague says that would mean firing 4 to 6 employees. Other farmers have also asked that the FDA increase the exemption limit to include more farmers or change the costly regulations like surface water testing. And the FDA says it plans to take all that feedback that they're receiving and to use it to make the rules more acceptable for small and mixed-use farmers. So we'll have to wait and see on that.
All right. Thanks so much, Emily.
Well, you're welcome, Brady.
Emily Corwin covers the Seacoast region for NHPR. She's doing a series on New Hampshire's local food economy this summer.